Back now with Day to Day. New Yorkers have gotten used to seeing all sorts of stuff floating in the water around their city, and most of it is pretty gross. But now there's something cool bobbing not too far off the banks of the Hudson. Scientists say they've made the first ever large-scale recordings of whales living around New York City. Endangered fin, humpback, and North Atlantic right whales can be heard cooing and calling to each other just off the shores of the city that never sleeps.
These are the songs of males, and most of the songs that they're singing are, "Hey baby, I'm out here, I'm cool, let's party."
Christopher Clark directs the Bioacoustic Research Program at Cornell University's Lab of Ornithology. He and other researchers dropped recorders about a dozen miles from the New York Harbor and around Fire Island. Clark says what they've recorded is worthy of Manhattan's world-class performance halls.
You know, within a few tens of miles of Carnegie Hall and the Metropolitan Opera of New York City, there are the largest animals on this planet crooning and singing arias and, you know, magnificent songs just offshore. And if you went and stood at the very top of the Statue of Liberty looking out onto the ocean south of New York Harbor, you would be looking onto the surface of the ocean. You'd be looking onto the stage on which these animals are singing. They're right there.
Of course, New York gets a lot of shipping traffic, so Clark and his team set up the recorders to get a better sense of where the whales live so that they could help the big boats steer clear of them. And that is especially important since some of the whale species are endangered. Clark and other researchers will keep monitoring and recording the whales near New York City and all around the world. He's adding the audio to a website where other folks surfing the net can click points on a world map and indulge in their whale love.
If you want to listen to the ocean off Los Angeles or New York, maybe down in the Sea of Cortez, just like you can get the weather, you should be able to listen to the ocean. It's a fascinating place.
Christopher Clark directs the Bioacoustic Research Program at Cornell University's Lab of Ornithology.